Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
If you like this show,
visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Okay.
What do you think? I just eat a calzone like a sandwich. I just pick it up and eat it.
Yeah.
I smash it down so it gets real flat like a quesadilla.
A calzone is not a sandwich, though.
I didn't say it was. I said I eat it like a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich. Neither is a hot dog. But that doesn't mean you can't eat them like it.
Yeah.
I like to get...
I stuff a calzone between two slices of bread and eat it that way.
Oh, man. What about the 7-Eleven? The 7-Eleven... pizza cold cut sandwich they were selling like maybe 10 years ago.
What about a pizzone?
Two slices of pizza with cold cuts and cheese on the inside.
I like to order a calzone, and then I like to order a separate pizza with nothing on it, just the crust. And then I take all the internal stuff out of the calzone, and I put it, I do a DIY build your own pizza. I put all the calzone guts on the pizza.
Deconstruct it.
Yeah.
You do like a mouth swap.
Yeah. That's advanced. Yeah. No one's doing that.
What about this, though?
If like you take, a pizza transplant.
Take two hot dogs, like two... what's the company?
Sabret.
Two Sabrets.
Two
fucking huge Sabrets.
For those of you without the benefit of the viewing mechanism, it looks like Dr. Zoman is Michael miming two big honking titties instead of...
Take two hot dogs.
I mean, or
put them
or
like
balls.
This, hot dogs. Top to bottom. Is that a sandwich?
Two hot dogs top to bottom?
Yeah.
Like, if you slice...
Meat to meat, bread on top, bread on bottom.
Yeah. If you slice...
Yeah. Hot dog frottage.
If you slice...
Yes, technically, but it's still a sandwich.
Frot doggage, baby. That's what we call that.
That's right. You found us again. Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. Somebody stopped paying the light bill, so...
In the engineering
not in our... We're covered.
Oh, no, turn the contrast on that Macintosh up so you can see what you're doing in there.
Yeah.
That's a privately funded light we have in the studio.
Well, it's not being funded right now.
Got to sell a lot of pigs for that one.
Yeah, that's right. You got to kill them to eat them. You got to eat them to save them.
Brother,
that's how it works.
Brother, if you grow them, we'll sell them, brother.
That's the one. Right.
Is he doing like a macho man? Is that what's going on there?
He switches into macho man register.
I never realized how close to macho man it is.
Very close to
I live
man.
In that.
You mean Randall Savage?
Randall.
Sorry, that's a best show joke.
Randall T. That's good. That's good. You're here with us. Dr. Michael Zoman is here. Ben Harris is here.
Hi.
And special guest for a very special show. We're going to do a year in review. It might be 2017. We might pick another year. But we've brought a year in reviewologist on board. You may also remember him as our high-powered Hollywood friend. Pete Schaff is with us tonight. Welcome, Pete.
Hiya.
Oh, wow.
Good to see you. Happy
I didn't
to be
know
here.
He. I didn't know he was here. Very exciting.
He is here, yes.
High-powered.
Yeah.
Highly powered tonight. What is that? It's grape juice you got there.
Much of it. Yeah.
Much of it.
Much of it is grape.
Much of it is grape.
Some of it is sulfate.
I'm still learning about all that, so.
No nitrates, though. No
I'll
nitrites or nitrates or sulfites
I don't know.
Or sulfates.
I got some
amyl nitrates on me if you guys want to get into that.
Two
is right.
That's probably actually true.
What, that I have amyl nitrates? Yeah. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
We can hit the rush
it's
rack
like
later.
It's like blue velvet in here.
Mm-hmm. It is. Smells mm-hmm. like blue
didn't
velvet.
Did we talk about
in here.
That once?
Yeah, well, we did it.
We got
once.
To the bottom
I
of it.
You were here and we did it on the air, weren't you? We were all giggling a lot.
This is the year in review, so it's okay for us to reflect on some past.
You know, I would love to reflect on Thanksgiving dinner this year when. We spilled some of Ben's amyl nitrate on the table during Thanksgiving dinner, and we had to soak it up with a paper towel, and then we all took turns actually
hitting
a rush
rag.
Yes. My favorite was when
soak
my
it up
favorite.
Your nose?
I put my face over it and quickly realized that a large surface area of it is evaporating so much more fast.
Yeah, at a higher rate.
You get,
so much more fast.
You know, you hold the jar up to your nose, and there's like a half inch square of it evaporating.
Yeah, you're talking about surface area.
Did you reach Nirvana? I mean, what happened?
I felt pretty good.
My favorite part of that dinner, my most magical holiday experience for that particular holiday was when we conducted an experiment to see if poppers were indeed flammable. And
they weren't.
I mean,
my money's on yes. What was the result?
They weren't. Well, the control was I put some in the palm of my hand and blew it in a cloud in the direction of Mark
over
Craig.
Over a lit candle.
Over a lit candle.
Yeah. It failed to catch.
So if they were flammable, Mark Craig would be set aflame.
Yes. Right. And he wasn't, and that's how we... Via the scientific method, Mark Craig was not
now,
set aflame.
Now, get this, the craziest part. He got really mad that Ben didn't set him on fire.
That was
isn't that twisted?
Yeah, he was very upset about that.
Totally, it's
he
totally
wanted to
backwards.
Be immolated. I think.
Yeah, I'm just picturing that StarCraft dude. It just lights you on fire. It's a good sound effect.
I'm just picturing like Temple of the what's it? Raiders of the Lost
Legends
Ark.
Of the Hidden Ooh. Temple.
Oh yeah.
Mark Craig at the Thanksgiving dinner table, his face like, melting off his skull,
running out.
Yeah. Indeed.
Whoa, those are some great memories.
Wow, that was a really
Brian
great
Keller's
time.
House
yeah.
burning to the ground.
Brian Keller's house being reduced to ash and rubble.
Was that really 2017, though?
That was 2017
that was
Thanksgiving.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the Roberta's Radio ex Giggly Boys Thanksgiving
That's right.
festival.
It was a crossover meal.
That's right.
Yeah,
it was
crossover
a crossover
hit.
Oh, yeah.
With an
Indeed
X.
it was. That's right. Hence the crossing over. Yeah. It was great. That's about as far back as my memory goes.
The show's
going to
be pretty hard.
What else?
Hey, just kidding. I keep a journal every day.
It would
I
make
know.
Sense if that was the last thing you remembered. I had to keep doing poppers because if I didn't do it, my head was just throbbing so bad.
Yeah. And let's rewind it a little bit before that. Thank you. Thank you, audience. Wow, what happened before that?
Well... You can go.
Okay, I'll go. I was just going to start from the top again, and we were going to talk about Thanksgiving again. And no, let's go back to Halloween. Let's try to use some mile markers along the road that was of 2017.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's going to require a lot of us remembering what happened.
Halloween, let me see. I was dressed as Gene from Bob's Burgers for the second year in a row.
So that's a costume that really works for you, huh?
It's a costume I own.
I think that might be my least favorite character
that's
on
fine.
Bob's Burgers.
It's not really
I was,
about that.
I was
that
told
I have to
that
be the Gene
like,
every year.
By far.
Oh, what's your favorite then?
Oh, Tina.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. Okay, is that a real
out.
Question?
Story checks out. Story checks out.
This Halloween, I was told by a friend that her friend was applying fun makeup to my face, and found out later that she was actually just smearing her lipstick all over the vast majority of my face. And
that's happened to me here as well.
Does not come off. I don't
you
know what
boys
kind of lipstick
in this
it was.
Makeup stuff. I'll never understand it.
Well, sometimes you want to look good.
2017,
sometimes
you
want to feel good.
Yeah. You know what makes you look good?
What?
Like tasteful concealer.
Yeah.
Not like,
I like
but
a little bit of
lipstick
blush.
All over your
I'm
face.
Classic.
What about a lash extensioner? Some sort of something that extends the lashes.
What about using
mine
horse shampoo?
Mine are good. Mine are long.
Bat them around.
Use horse shampoo to make your mane
mane
thick.
And tail?
Mane and tail.
I don't use it on the mane, but you better believe I use it on the tail.
It on, his, yeah. on the patch where his tail used to be before the tail was bred off of human beings.
I'm going to get that extension surgery where I can get a long, beautiful tail, though.
Oh, nice.
Can you let me know how that goes?
What
kind of tail are you shooting for?
I wanted to do big and fluffy with also the prehensile option, but the doctors are telling me that they can't do that. Apparently, you lose some of the grasping strength when you go with the floofy. Option.
No. I want so more of like a Peter Rabbit
tail.
Thing. Oh,
just like a little
ball.
Ornament. Those are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for a long, limp, hairless tail.
Oh, well, that's
like
no problem.
A 2 foot long, but totally flaccid, limp, hairless
so
tail.
So the base level for that procedure, I'm told, is actually that because you have no control over it. So it's very cost effective. It does just hang there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you essentially have to either decide whether you want to tuck it into one of your right or left pants legs. Or if you want to do a hole
well,
in the back
right
of
down
your
the
pants.
Middle.
You can tuck it up your butthole, too, yeah. if you want.
Well,
shoot the gap,
middle.
Babe.
Yeah. That's right.
It's
shoot
hard. Well,
the gap, right down
that
the
becomes
middle.
Difficult if you, unless you get the engorgement option.
Fastball, right down the middle.
What I do with mine is I tie it tightly around the base of my penis and the base of my testicles, and then I put the
and
excess tail up inside my butthole.
Oh, my God. All right.
Makes sense.
You know, I knew talking about Halloween was going to be a bad idea.
Well, it was a good holiday. We learned a lot
that
about our
that makes sense
bodies.
For 2017.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a tail, I got a...
How dare you judge me?
I got a...
You can't
I got
do
a,
that anymore.
I got a dragon guy out in Flushing, Queens. He's got a lot of dragon tails laying around. So maybe after the show, we'll talk.
I'd love to take a couple of hits of dragon tail with you.
I'd like to crush some up
won't.
And snort it.
Yeah.
You won't.
Watch me. I'm actually going to crush it up and put it in a square of toilet paper and swallow it. Oh, wow. I won't snort it.
Before
His
that...
His nose is blown out.
Before yep. that wild Halloween that we all had... It was summer. Remember summer?
Sure do.
Oh, the boys of summer.
Oh, wow. The boys are back in town over the summer.
Do you guys remember when we had that barbecue in the studio, the grill and chill sesh?
No, but I believe you.
If you don't remember, you were there. You were there.
You were definitely there. I don't think I was there.
It's like the 60s.
We were talking about some of our favorite cuts of meat to grill.
Mmm.
Yeah. I remember it fondly.
Mine was giraffe neck sausage.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is that Don Henley's entrance?
I'm with that raw horse neck.
Well, horse neck carpaccio.
Yeah. Oh, horse neck tartare.
Yeah. I had that chicken liver carpaccio once. I couldn't get through the whole thing. Just half a plate.
It's so rich. So rich.
It was gnarly.
How many livers?
Many. I mean, honestly, it was a plate of maybe a dozen, and I got through, I think, six or seven.
Actually, it's pretty good. Anyone wants to buy any chicken liver, I have a lot.
Why?
Why?
I bought a bunch of it for my dying cat and then cooked it for her once, and it was so gross.
You'll never do it again.
We'll never do it again. But I.
So you were grossed out, but how did the cat feel?
She ate some of it and then wouldn't eat it, and then when it went rotten in the fridge in a Tupperware, when I went to dump it out, she wanted to eat the rotten chicken liver so
bad. Well, I just want
to
make
sure. She
was
sitting and staring at the trash can crying.
I want to make sure you're making this decision for the cat and not yourself.
Well, she's not dying anymore.
All right.
Did she get to the rotten chicken liver?
Now she's just, now she's just very sick.
Dr. 2017-ologist.
So I have a lot. It's all
right to the bottom of it.
It's all portioned into 1 ounce portions wrapped up in wax paper.
Well, did you throw it in the garbage though? Like what?
No, I have it all in the frozen.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of raw chicken liver frozen.
You know what you should do, man? You should just take some of those and
One chicken liver is about an ounce always.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to portion.
You should truss them up together and just kind of hang them in a dry, warm room in your house and get some nice dry aged chicken liver.
That's a good idea, actually. Unfortunately, our house is very wet.
Oh, bummer. Bummer.
I'm sure the driest place in our house is the shower, unfortunately. So,
I'll be damned, really.
Didn't we we talk about for the Grill and Chill episode, you wet aging meat in your shower?
Now I remember this.
Yeah, right?
I was just hanging it on the clothes drying rack, I believe.
Why don't you wet age some of those chicken livers? See how that,
I'll give it a whirl. I'm game for anything.
Yeah, you have a very good and moist home environment.
I also remember describing what it looks like to cook chicken liver, so I don't have to do that again.
Yeah, it's
doesn't have the striations.
Yeah. Yes.
So it changes in shape and almost dances on the pan.
Yes, it dances.
Where did that dance? I like that cooking term. It's not used enough.
It's no, disgusting. It's not. You
dancing
don't hear it
in
enough.
The pan. No. That term?
Dancing. I dance in the
that's
pan.
What's that? Thin Lizzy?
Yeah, I heard that.
Thin Lizzy on Jailbreak dancing in the pan?
Yeah, he's dancing.
Dancing in the pan.
Dancing in the pan light, which means like the burners underneath.
Reflecting
you know, keeping
off
the pan hot.
So summer, there's a beach and stuff.
There was a beach. Somebody took that beach.
Yeah.
Dr. 2017, where's that beach at, huh?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't have a very good beach here.
You like Tilden? What's your move?
I'm a Rockaway guy.
Rockaway? Straight up Rockaways? Rippers?
It's that area.
Yeah?
Yeah. It ain't broke, don't fix it, man.
Hey, couldn't agree more.
Jones Beach.
Never been over there.
Never been over there.
Where's that?
Couldn't say.
Heard.
I don't know.
People go to some place called Long Beach. I've been to Long Beach,
Hamptonite.
California.
You know me, I'm a doctor. Yeah, I'm a high-powered. Straight to Hamptons.
I tried to go to the Hamptons, and they told me to get the hell out of there. They said, boy, it looks like you zigged when you should have zagged.
Excuse kindly to your kind around here.
Excuse me, I'm lost.
You know what's cool about the Hamptons, though?
I'm sorry. What?
Nothing, man.
Really? You don't like it, huh?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing?
No. Yeah. It's, you know, it's...
Leaving
is cool, yeah. When it's in...
What about wearing a headset?
The Hamptons are like, as cool as that joke.
What about wearing a headset at work?
Oh, my... Yeah, that's really cool. It gets you some good look. Yeah. And a lot of, like, class warfare.
Yeah, it brands you as a lower class person.
Well, because most of the people out there don't wear headsets. And they really look down upon those that do.
I think it's more indicative of the sign that you're working, and that's what they don't do. They don't work.
Yeah, they don't like to work.
And they look down on you when you work.
Yes.
Oh, you work here.
Yes, you work here. You work here.
Didn't someone say that to you?
Yeah, 100%. Real life, not a joke.
Didn't somebody say that to you?
Someone catcalled me. Go back further. I turned around. They saw that I was wearing a headpiece, and she said, "Oh, you work here."
Wow.
Hurt me in my soul.
You're
guys.
The help.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't put trash in me.
If any listeners out there can refute the claims made about the Hamptons on this program this evening, then
that was
feel
2016,
free to reach out.
Guys. We gotta.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a woman's world now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we've overturned
the patriarchy loss this year. It's done. I'm ready for my pay cut. Yeah. I'm excited for my friendly women's pay raise. Congrats to them.
That's right. I'll drink to that.
It's all over. We did it.
We did it.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing a Hollywood that is half men and half women.
Women in starring roles, I think, is what we're looking for.
Okay, sure.
Top bill.
Yeah. As a high-powered Hollywood
executive. You know, exact. Yes.
What about there was no women nominated for any Golden Globe Awards this year or something like that? No women on the backside of the industry.
Yeah,
not the acting side.
The technical side of things.
It's pretty horrible. Also, I heard that there are no women are winning any Nobel Peace Awards this year.
I'm upset about that.
No women won any Oscars or Emmys either this year.
I heard that they wouldn't let any of the female astronauts come back this year.
They leave them in space?
They leave them in space, yeah. They're not allowed back on Earth.
Yeah, I heard that too, actually.
It's crazy.
I would like to announce, though, that the 2017 Peabody Awards did feature numerous female winners. Beyonce won a Peabody Award this year.
No woman has been on this show all year. So.
Yeah, so what you're saying is we're definitely not on this year either.
But we could turn it around.
I think we could name the amount of women on this show this year in one hand easily.
Lauren Calhoun.
Yeah.
Stephanie Martinez.
She's never been on the show.
What are we talking about? Women on the show?
Yes.
She's just... No, you've spoken to the mic once.
This is the Kristen Berry Memorial Award here.
You can do it now.
I did.
Yeah.
There it
Hell
is.
Hell yeah.
We're That's all an about appearance.
Let's get that
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it, though, I think, right?
No, there was one more.
2018 Progressive Radio.
Who?
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 Carrie.
Cherie? Was Cherie on this year?
Cherie and Carrie.
Yeah.
Cherie was... The England episode was this year.
Oh, yeah. Man. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And Carrie was did some legal thing.
Yeah.
She went to law school.
Yeah, she did once upon a time.
Good she did some legal thing.
I'm glad they're letting women into law school now.
Pete,
yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
they're not letting them out.
They've been
though.
Doing that for a while.
Good. It's like the astronaut thing. They let them in, but they can't get out.
Yeah.
It's still pretty
they
messed
leave
up,
them
man.
In space. Ho!
Where
what do you
were
say?
We?
What do you say?
We were talking about all these dudes masturbating.
Whoa!
Making women uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Some guy named Lewis. I heard has been just jerking it all over the place.
Yeah, that was
well,
weird,
was.
Man.
Didn't you invest money in that dude? Isn't that why you went broke earlier?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I put all my Bitcoins into my Louis
C.K.
coins.
Yeah, that actually did happen to me this year. I forgot.
Didn't you invest
in
CK coins?
Yeah.
And then he turned up being a real slow drip in there.
He really blew it.
He's real
garden hose?
Slap happy on the wiener.
What's that? What's that?
Is that the soubrettes? Is that what you're doing with your hands?
I'm trying to think of the right thing to say.
That's not going to happen, bud. You can think all year. You can think all year. 2018, all you did was think. Yeah. Before summer was a long time ago.
That's it for the patriarchy?
Yeah, we got it.
So.
We
felt like we did. Felt like the main theme of the year.
Nope, it's done.
Over.
Bye. Yeah, no, there's all
hey,
kinds
good to
of,
know. I'm glad it's over.
You know who I bet helmed a lot of these lawsuits that took down patriarchy? Men. What are we going to do about that?
Huh.
Making, pretty twisted.
Financial gain through through kind of cannibalizing
exactly,
their own genre, their own whatever they call
genre.
It.
Genre.
What do they call it? Species? I forget.
Gender?
Oh,
no,
gender,
that's, I don't know if that.
Hey, what's your sex
right
genre?
Right.
What's your favorite sex genre? Dong. No dong for me. Those are your choices in 2018.
I'm a poo nanny guy.
That's right, folks. Classy talk about a classy year, 2017. Hey, real quick, can I just mention the word sanctions and political strife? Throughout the globe. Now that I got that off my chest, we can move on.
What about that Cheeto breath maniac in the White House?
Hey, I heard he didn't eat the bread on his McDonald's.
Maybe he can
McDonald's
choke down
sandwiches.
Some more KFC before he ruins the whole entire world. This guy, Donald Trump, I don't understand it.
No, like when he opens his mouth to talk, I really don't understand the words.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's on Twitter more than he's on the Air Force One doing president stuff. Plus, I heard he lives on a golf course in Florida.
Yeah.
How are you going to run the country from the worst part of the country?
Go on to mom.
There you go. He told you.
I didn't think we were going to do this. Now I'm uncomfortable.
That was my one idea I wrote down.
And your mother is voting for Trump.
Whoa.
I wrote down Mike crazy anti-Trump diatribe was the only idea I had for this whole episode.
Whoa.
That was a good sound bit, by the way. Yeah, that was good. Great. I think you did.
That was great.
That was on point.
But you know what? The saddest thing to see go in 2017 is us pretending that Dave was Cheap Paul Jr.
Yeah.
Are we going to retire
Dave
that?
So often now. I think I've blown the whole lid on this
thing. The cover is blown, yeah.
He's not Cheap Paul's son.
No.
There is
His
no Cheap Paul.
His grandfather isn't Grandpa Sr.
No.
No. Huh.
Actually, real news, Cheap Paul is moving back to India.
Oh.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was from India.
All news to me.
I didn't know that he hadn't moved back there yet, or that where. I mean, where is he now?
Was he there?
Yeah, I thought he was there. All
no, he's here now.
He's here right now.
Is he in the booth?
Bring him in here.
Guys, I got a surprise.
I couldn't see him in there because there's no lights.
Because it's so dark.
No, it's so dark. Can't see anything in there.
Look how close he is to the screen.
Can't see Dave in there either. Well, Paul Jr., what do you have to say for yourself?
Introduce yourself.
Oh my God. What, he wanted to do some like horrible Apu thing or something? No way.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
No, it's 2017, man. We don't do that.
Yeah, so, that was, I don't, I you're mean, lucky you didn't fall for that racism baiting you just got.
What are you talking? She didn't have to do an accent.
What was she going to say?
Hi, I'm G. Paul Jr. I'm moving back to India.
G. Paul Sr. is who we're talking
about. I have
about.
A firm grasp of the English language because this isn't a racist podcast.
That's right.
Well, he would at least have a British accent, wouldn't he?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Jeep Paul.
Oh, hello, I'm Jeep Paul.
Hey there, it's Jeep Paul, isn't it?
I will not be answering any more fan mail.
No more fan mail, sorry.
Peace and love, Jeep Paul Jr.
you done spent a whole year pretending I was in the studio, and I wasn't. I don't appreciate that.
Hello, Jeep Paul. Yeah.
You just bouncing all over the old big aisle over there. Yeah. Yeah, all right. See you down at the chip shop there, G. Paul Jr. Thanks for playing.
All right.
Oh, boy. I'm tired. I need a break. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more in 2017.
Maybe we don't have to listen to that Hulk Hogan Macho Man ad just this once, Dave. Maybe.
Just maybe we can hear the Jimmy Carbone ad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, what do we got?
Something good. Give me that.
give me
that Bob's Red Mill, baby.
What about that Roberta's
Radio
ad?
Play the Bob's Red Mill ad, yeah.
Hey, this is Chef Eric from Roberta's Radio. I love eating pizza for every meal, but sometimes I've got to branch out. Bob's Red Mill makes some stellar breakfast foods.
Hey, Eric, the food in your big, bright, beautiful breakfast bowl looks delicious.
Thanks. It's muesli.
Muesli?
Nah, muesli. It's like raw granola. You should try it.
I don't know. My rich daddy buys me quail eggs and foie gras for breakfast every morning.
Well, let me hip you on to something else. Did you know Bob's Red Mill is the flagship sponsor of Heritage Radio Network? I bet you if we call Bob himself, he can convince you.
Hi, Bob here.
Wait, is this the man from the muesli package?
Yes, I'm Bob Moore. How can I help you?
Hey there, Bob. This is Eric from Heritage Radio Network, and I'm here with Mike, who I'm trying to convince to try muesli.
Oh, I love muesli. Muesli is such an easy way to start the day. I can take a bag of muesli and munch on it in my car and get full whole grain nutrition for everything I need for at least half the day.
That is incredible. But what the heck is in the muesli anyway?
It has rolled oats, rolled wheat, rolled barley, rolled triticale, and, of course, our dried fruits and the seeds that are so important to our health. It's one of my very, very favorites.
After Bob's glowing recommendation, you going to try it?
Like they say, try it, you'll like it.
All right, let me at that muesli.
By the way, you can find more delicious whole grain breakfast ideas at bobsredmill.com/podcast.
I'll check that out. I'll surf over there.
Surf on over, dude.
I'm still really mad at the hatchet job they did on that ad.
Yeah, but you know what?
That came down from the...
I know.
It was actually hands down the best ad on HeritageRadioNetwork.punk all year long.
I'm certain of it.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
that's really cool when I'm like, I am reading the lines from the script.
It's like they just asked you to say one word that appears in the script, and they chopped it all together. You know that Dave? He's a wizard with the screen and stuff.
He JPG? Just cuts it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take my own personal break, so you guys have fun. I'll be back in a minute.
Thanks. Now that Dr. Michael Zoman's gone,
oh, thank God. I can breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Finally.
Wow. You know, he's trying to bring on that political discourse that I wasn't really feeling.
Yeah, that was making me a little uncomfortable.
You know what the greatest thing about 2017 is?
Oh, God, jeez.
It's damn near over, huh? Right? I mean, Pete, come on. You know about years and how they begin and how they end. And
yeah, January 1 to I don't know. December 19?
Yeah, sure, that's about that.
Yeah. That's about a year.
That's today, right?
Yeah. Actually, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why we're doing year review.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll be darned.
I was telling you guys earlier I had a great 2016, but, you know, people didn't.
Some people didn't, but you did, and that's what matters.
What kind of crazy garbage do you think is going to happen in 2018?
So more famous people that people know are going to die.
Really?
Yeah, oh, for wow. sure.
What are your
for
sources sure. on that?
Oh, man, I just think, you know, people know more famous people now.
I don't know about that.
There's a lot of famous people out there.
That's the thing.
I feel like most of them died in 2016, 2017. I mean, name a famous person that's still alive.
Kim Kardashian.
You know what?
Dead.
Her days are numbered.
I'm announcing it.
Oh, wow. Breaking news.
Hey, ouch.
Hold on a second. Whoa. Breaking news. Breaking news. This just in to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Kim Kardashian is no longer amongst the living. I'll be darned.
Kim Kardashian is dead. Long live Kim Kardashian.
2017. Wow.
Wow, guys.
Just when I thought the year was over.
And I'm through with 2017 now, officially.
Officially.
Yeah, it's December 19th. I'm making the call.
Yeah, cut it early, huh?
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
We're done.
Oh, speaking of which, Pete, where was Dave Coulier in the year 2017?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. I don't really want to air out his dirty laundry, but it's going to make a lot of people sad.
Didn't he die too?
No, I mean,
you could call it that.
Is he in cold sleep?
Still living in that basement, but with a lot of drugs.
Oh, wow. A lot of drugs. Wow. Well, that's like death. If we don't hear from him by the end of the show, maybe I'll call up my good friend.
Hey, Rob.
Hello?
Who is it?
I thought I had my good friend Alanis Morissette on the phone there. We're going to find out what happened to Dave Coulier in 2017.
It sounded like her. I can't see in the studio. It's very dark.
Either. It's very dark.
Yeah, the booth is very
Hello,
dark.
Hello, is anybody out there? Alanis, is that
I
you?
I see a shadowy form partially
Cut
illuminated by...
Cut
Oh,
sounded like Dave Coulier there for a minute.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Man, it's so so peaceful and calm in here without Dr. Michael Zoman.
Yeah, there's no like invective or name-calling. No one's losing the game right now. There's no swear words being tossed around.
Hey, what game are we talking about?
Oh, well, I mean, what we're talking about the metagame that's always running, which is keeping it PG-13 rated on this show, which
but,
no one has
but
messed
like,
up
but like
yet.
84.
I've seen the game, the movie, and I also know about game.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the adult themes on this show kind of outweigh the language anyway, though.
This show is for adults or children that read at a high reading level.
Children can... This is a format where children can learn about adult stuff in a responsible way.
That's right, very responsibly.
I used to listen to that kind of radio show when I was a child.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I remember.
Yeah, XBN Radio.
This is like the NAMBLA of radio.
Love Line.
Kids Corner.
Sure, man. Kids Corner. Yeah, kids go in the corner.
7 to 8 p.m., kid Monday through Friday.
Go in the corner.
Hi.
That was the kids' corner.
Hey guys,
huh?
Dr. Michael Zoman is back.
Oh yeah, he can't get in though.
I didn't like Trump much either.
He got his calzone nachos with him.
Yeah, little calzones that he can dip in nacho cheese sauce.
Little calzone sliders.
Calzone sliders.
Slalzones.
Calzone short ribs.
Slizziders.
Slizzones.
Wait, what?
Slizzones.
What is going on in here?
I'll have three slizzones, please.
Oops.
One vegetarian.
So you guys are talking about how I'm fat, huh?
That's exactly what we are now.
I knew it.
For those of you without the benefit of
I've been worried about this my entire life every time I leave a room. And I knew it was true.
That's what everybody talks about. Yeah.
We're like, you know, he's talking about those soubrettes earlier.
Breaking news, Dr. Michael Zerman is thick with three C's and a K.
No, dumb thick.
Dumb thick. Breaking news, Dr. Michael Zerman is dumb thick.
That's right. Hey, you know what? There's just more of them to love.
That's right. More crevices
sadly,
to get lost
there's,
in.
There's no more 2017 to love, and there wasn't much to begin with.
There's plenty.
What do you mean there's plenty? Prove it.
There's 7 days, maybe eight. I don't even know what today is.
Actually, you were
there's
out.
A couple.
You were out of the studio. Pete called it. December 19th is the last day of 2017.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah,
it's official.
Wait, is it winter yet?
We're playing Auld Lang Syne at the end of this show.
Yeah, that's right. We are playing Auld Lang
Syne. Winter is in a couple days.
Winter is not.
By the way, I'm kissing you.
Oh no! Nice.
What?
Yeah.
Just clear that up for those that don't have the viewing mechanism, Dr. 2017, Pete Schaff. Who are you kissing at the end of the show?
Dr. Michael Zerman.
Oh, it's a hypocritical oath.
No. I don't think so.
It's part of the hypocritical oath.
Is that against doctor-patient policy?
Yeah, you kiss.
I've got a warm sore deep inside my throat.
Probably from that wet.
It's your wet apartment.
You
yeah. You have what you have is a wet sore.
You know, you
I've got a dry sore, so they cancel out.
I'm
right?
Saving a lot of money on lotion, though.
If you guys
so
touch your
dang wet in there,
if you guys touch your wet sore to your dry sore, I think that'll make them both better.
Exactly.
No, mine's a hot sore. Is that what I said?
You
no.
said a warm
Maybe
sore.
Maybe after I
warm
prove that
sore.
To you, we can
yeah,
space
warm.
Dock.
Prove it.
It's not wet. It's warm.
I'll prove right. it to you.
You know what? Let's prove it with a game. We got a game?
Yeah, we do have a game.
Great. Ben Harris.
All right. I've trawled the internet for some of the coolest.
Troll.
Oh. Even
hey, that's a 2017 thing, too. It's over.
I've been trawling.
As far as I've been hearing.
No, I was trawling. I didn't troll. I was trawling.
Trawling is cool.
I trawled the internet for the headlines, the Ooh, definitive like headlines this. Of 2017.
I just saw Merlin and gave him a heads up. What up, Merlin?
Oh, hey, what's
up,
Merlin at?
Where's Merlin
and Artemis?
Merlin.
Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Only too strange to live, too
Love
weird to
mystical.
Die, Merlin
That's
and
right.
Artemis.
That's right. 2017's power couple.
All right, we're going to go around the room. I'm going to throw some real, actual news headlines and some made-up, garbage, fake news headlines. And it's your job to figure out which one's which.
I watch the news every day. I'm going to be fantastic
I'm a news junkie. Nice. I read 15,
you got it. You're a doctor,
I read 15
you're a
newspapers before I get out of bed every morning.
That's what I do all year.
I'm a total
I,
news
I aim
junkie.
For the year in review.
Exactly.
You got it.
So tomorrow He's you start it. 2018, you know? You're just on to the next. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
All right, you ready?
Hit me.
You start the game? We're going to start with Chef Eric.
Oh, wow.
All right. Real or fake headline. Eric, human feet still washing up in Pacific Northwest.
That's real.
Correct. It is real.
What are we looking at? 8 feet from five different bodies or something like that?
Pretty cool.
They found
2 feet from some people, only 1 foot from some people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of that like aren't matching.
Vancouver, right?
Pete Schaff.
Hit
real
me.
Or fake headline. Arizona demon photo debunked.
Real.
Fake.
Oh.
The real headline is Arizona demon photo confirmed.
Oh, wow. Whereabouts in Arizona?
You know, I should have known that. I just didn't get the nomenclature correct.
Yeah, that nomenclature.
I mean, yeah, I knew that was real.
Every time.
That's what I meant. That's why I said real.
Dr. Michael Zerman.
Because it is real.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael Zerman. Authorities say suspects arrested at U.S.-Canada border were attempting to smuggle generic pharmaceuticals in taxidermied wolf.
Zerman.
True.
Fake. I made it up.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
How did that come
one?
Out of your mind?
You read 15 newspapers a day?
I read 15
so
newspapers
news,
a minute.
I have no idea what's going on.
I'm like Johnny Mnemonic.
I get
256K jacked into my skull every day when I wake up.
You'd never understand.
Chef
He's
Eric.
6 megabytes of information into
my
his head.
My head is exploding. Chef Eric, this one's for you. Pizza making gains World Heritage status.
Oh, that's fake.
Oh, sweetie, I know
that's
that
so
one.
Fake.
It's not fake. It's yeah, real.
Boy. No, you
On Wednesday, Pizzaiolo, the art of Neapolitan pizza making, was added to UNESCO's representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity.
I actually
December
fucking
8th,
read
2017.
That article.
Oh, my God.
Real, realness.
So does that mean you go to celebrate this
famous,
type of thing at a pizzeria?
You should expect a $1,000 raise.
Oh, yeah, cool. You should.
$1,000 a week.
You're living.
A day, a week, a month, a year.
Yeah,
a week.
But take your man price out and give yourself 72% of the
dollar.
You're
gonna
you know
make
what they want? They want men to go down to how much money women make so the rich can get richer and the poor
no,
can get poorer.
No, but they need to take our money and give it to themselves.
Yeah.
Pete it's Schaaf, real or fake headline, clown high on PCP hits house.
Yeah, that's real, babe.
Correct, it is real. Your house
so, next question.
I hit a house
it
one time.
Or did he drive a car into it?
I hit a house one time, but I didn't
that
exhale.
That is
say.
Unclear.
I'd have to actually read the article and not just the headline for that.
Dr. Michael Zoman, we regret to inform you that a British surgeon was branding his initials on livers. Real
that
or fake?
That is real.
That is real. Correct.
I saw that also.
Oh, thank God. I love
100%
that.
100% real talk.
That's cool.
This liver
I fucking
has,
love that.
This liver has been surgeoned by Dr. Cool.
Yeah. Service by. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Please.
It's funny because his name actually is Dr. Cool also.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's K-O-U-E-L. Pretty appropriate. Yeah,
K-E-W. Nice.
Chef Eric, yes. Real or fake, bottles of urine found in walls of luxury New Jersey condo.
Oh, that's real. I used to live in that building.
That is real, and I'm surprised you would admit to that on the radio, but that's cool.
I just stayed there for
a
night.
It was
night.
A luxury
it was
condo.
Yeah. It was an Airbnb
What's
luxury
What's shameful
condo.
About that? It's luxury.
Wow.
Pete Schaaf, jailed hacker denied access to controversial, quote, anime eye enhancement, unquote, surgery.
So this one's like in my wheelhouse.
Prove it.
That's why I'm throwing it at you. I planned this out very well.
My brother and I are official otakus. And
real or fake, Pete?
Ah, God. I should know this.
Probably
gonna,
should.
Go now. Go.
Prove it.
I'm going to say it's
Just
real.
Say something.
It's not real. I
God
made it up.
God damn it. But yes. It sounds so like you to make up.
That's really good. Making up the game is fun, right?
It is.
If everyone plays it
if
right.
If everyone plays it
hey,
right.
Maybe next time you ask me a question, I'll
I
just
want
say
it
some
to be real. Hey, it could be me.
Ruin the game.
Someone throw me in jail.
You lost the other game, unfortunately, because you
okay.
said the S-H-I-T word.
Okay, I have a jail at my house I can put you in.
Give me something good
Chef
to do
Eric.
To jail.
Or no, Chef Mike. Chef Mikey. Dr. Mike.
Chef Doctor.
Whatever. Dr. Michael Zoman.
It's been a while, Ben.
YouTuber saved by firefighters after cementing in his head and own his own head in microwave.
That's probably not true, but that's
Ben
true.
Couldn't make that up.
It's real.
Oh man,
I saw yeah. the video. It's
he put
sick.
Microwave in his cement. Oh, wait,
whoa!
He put cement in his microwave.
Wait, so there's a block of cement on his head, and then he stuck it in a microwave. How yeah. did he see his way into that?
I don't know. I'm not, I'm not reading that article.
Was
going to
break
the
cement
because
all it would do is cook his brain like scrambled eggs.
I feel like I've seen this cartoon. It doesn't work out like that.
Eric
if you microwave your brains, do they get bigger like a marshmallow? Would they squeeze out of your nose and ears?
They probably get bigger, and you get smarter because they get bigger.
Yeah. No, they squeeze out of your nose and ears like a, okay. like a Play-Doh.
Eric,
nice. Yes.
Ray Romano denied access to Vatican City in dispute over son's quote-unquote inflammatory tattoo.
Oh, that's it was a visible tattoo, and yes, it's 100% true.
That is true, yes. That was a very nasty tattoo.
What's
we can't
the
talk
tattoo?
About it. We
ben
can't
doesn't
talk
even
about
know
it.
Who Ray
Come
Romano
on, tell
is.
Me what the tattoo
that's
is.
Not made up.
I don't know. I made that one up. It's not really true.
Wait, it's true.
I don't want to disparage Ray Romano.
I read it.
Why?
Because everyone loves Raymond.
Internet.
No, they don't. Everyone loves Brad Garrett or whatever
yes,
his name
Brad
is.
Brad Garrett's
yeah.
the one. He's the funny one. And Peter Boyle's
hit
on
me.
That
my
show
turn.
Too.
Yeah.
All right.
He's addicted to the game.
Pete
Schaaf,
angler who almost choked to death on Dover sole will, quote, probably, unquote, kiss more fish.
I know what that guy would do.
I'm
clock's ticking.
For probability's sake, I'm going to have to go with false.
That is true. I did not make that up.
Yeah, I mean, Dover sole is nice and good.
I mean, it's sexy as hell.
It is. They cute, though.
Did you guys see the video of a guy taking a hit of weed out of a fish? He's dead body.
Yes, I did. Wasn't it a salmon?
Yeah. How does that feel as a vegetarian, babe?
It was gross, dude. I would never put my mouth to a dead fish.
Was he trying to smoke it?
No, he like drilled a hole like you make a bomb out of a lemon or whatever.
Dr. Michael Zoman, speaking of vegetarianism, 10 fast food favorites that could be replaced by insect protein by 2020.
Oh my God. False.
Correct. I made that one
Thank
up.
Thank God.
But I mean, it could, hey. Though. Okay, we're close.
Check this out.
Well written.
Eating insects is not vegetarian to me. Well, you know what? It may be vegetarian, but it is another thing I will choose not to eat.
Okay. Well, that's good to know in the future.
I think that would have to
I have more questions
as...
about your ethos.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Bugs
Chef
are close.
Eric, speaking of bugs yes. of the seas category.
Yes.
Mystery deepens over whether Amelia Earhart was eaten by 3-foot crabs with claws like lion jaws.
I would think if this happened in the Middle Ages, it would be true, but that you made that up.
I did not make that
up. They didn't even have Pacific Islands in the Middle Ages.
There were many articles about Amelia Earhart this year.
She disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
And they have pictures of her.
No, she disappeared in like Fiji or something.
No, she disappeared over the Bermuda Triangle.
No.
She's trying to fly around the globe.
Again.
Why would she be down by the Bermuda Triangle?
Twice false.
Pete Shaw.
Actually, Bermuda is off the coast of South Carolina.
Yeah, but still.
Pete Shaw.
Hit me with that funny
the
one,
triangle's
boy.
Thanks. Below it.
Pete Shaw. Thanksgiving used to be Halloween. That's the headline. Thanksgiving used to be Halloween.
Yeah.
Correct.
True.
It is true.
I believe that.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, dude. I'm a 2017-ologist.
All right. By the way,
Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific Ocean.
Oh. Yeah, that's why they had the big crabs.
Thank you.
Damn. In your face, bitch.
They have big crabs, too.
Language.
I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Sweetie.
I already fucking lost the
Mayhaps
fucking game.
Mayhaps you do.
Hit
Zoman with the next question.
Yeah, please.
Chef, or doctor, whatever, Michael Zoman.
There we go. Just say whatever, Michael Zoman.
Calm, sweetie.
Florida homeowner discovers dog's remains in exploded Burmese python corpse.
I'm with that, dude. I'm 100% true.
I'm going to go the opposite then, false.
That's correct. I made it up.
It should have happened.
Nice. It should have happened. It probably
got in your head.
It probably did, but
to make me win.
It's not a real headline.
Thank you.
So.
Stay in there.
Eric, doctors find 263 coins, 100 nails inside man complaining of stomach pain.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. No, actually, he was shortchanged a little bit. It's only like 197 coins.
Correct.
I like that.
You did it. Pete, ghost ship washes up in Japan with skeletons on board.
I want that to be true, so yeah, true.
That is true.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's badass.
Wait, all right. Are we sure we weren't at the movie theater watching the latest Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, man, it was Lord of the Rings, too.
All right, all right. Sorry.
Aragorn had to raise the...
Okay, all right. Oh, okay.
I mean, if you read the Silmarillion, you would know.
All right, Dr. Michael Zoman, wild boars storm university.
True.
Correct, it's true.
Why? Because they wanted to learn?
Yeah.
No. Because the university is probably built on their
burial
ancestral
their
burial
traditional
ground.
Roaming grounds.
Yeah. Roaming grounds?
Yeah. What would it be called?
It's like their
territory.
Their territory.
Their territory.
That's all the headlines I got, y'all.
Wow. That was a good game, Ben.
Thank
is
you
it,
very
that's
much.
Fun to make
great
up the game.
Game
huh?
Very fun to make up the game.
You know
game.
What you have
great
to do
game.
With the game? It has to be a yes or no situation.
Yes.
So no
hey,
one
Ben,
does.
You're a good writer.
Thanks, dog. I'm an author.
He is the author.
Yeah,
the
yes
author
or no.
Of his own.
It has to be yes or no, and it has to be very fast. Those are the
rules. That's right. And
yeah,
you've,
what you got?
Oh, it just says pay your credit card bill.
Don't do that.
Last one of 2017.
I know.
Yeah.
Just pay it, man. How long they been sending you that?
Oh,
dude,
I set a thing in my thing.
Letter in the mail.
For your car you own?
Yeah, I got a repo letter.
Ooby dooby.
You know they'll
so
do that stuff in the middle
your
of the
note?
Night.
I'm paying my bill, dude.
Oh, was a mistake?
Okay.
I don't really understand how it could be both.
Happened to my old man after...
I'm just mad about it.
After he got laid off from his job and he didn't pay, he hadn't paid the car off yet.
Turns out being a 2017-ologist doesn't pay that well.
No, it actually pays really poorly, doesn't it?
Well, you're making
maybe
70% of what you would be.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a better year. You know, it depends on the year, how it shakes out.
I think even years are better than odd years, and this was certainly an odd year.
Dude, fingers fucking crossed.
Ah, indeed they are.
Well, you can always just go over to gofundme.peteshaft.com.
/2018.
You can always go over to gofundme.peteshaft.
Please.
/hell no, please don't repo.
Seems like he's going to lose his car for some reason. It's being very evasive.
You know you have to do is you have to camouflage it.
Yeah, he's right.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they can't see it, they can't take it.
Don't park it on the street anymore.
Park it up a tree.
Park it privately.
Hey, can't pay your car bill? Get a $300 a month parking spot to hide your car.
Hide your car.
I should just put it in my house with my two-car garage.
How big is your car? Okay. It's not a Cadillac,
but
it's
someone
not
used
a car
this logic
to go.
The other
I just
day.
Put it in my house.
This
know?
Is true logic.
Drive
I heard.
It up the stairs.
I can get two parking tickets a month because a parking spot costs more than two parking tickets a month.
I think I told you that. Actually,
so that's, a good, that's a New York City
now
thing.
Now we've
people,
come full circle.
People are just into that.
Opposite side street parking. Now we're talking about real shit.
Yeah.
Opposite side street parking is $45, and a parking spot is about $250 to $300.
Yeah.
Bucks.
So you can get a bunch of them.
It's once
but
weekly.
What about if you never got any?
Put it there. Ooh.
And then you had all the money.
But could you dodge that?
I don't know. I don't have a car. It's not like I couldn't buy one. I could buy five cars.
Hey, Dave, is
That's
there any...
That's not the issue.
That was my 2017.
Dave, is there any money in the budget so that Roberta's Radio can buy a car so we can experiment with this parking ticket scofflaw game that we want
to
really try out?
I'll have to check with accounting on that
cool,
one.
Cool, thanks.
Plus, we need to do this Warriors thing, but now we waited too long. We have to drive a car.
We need to do some A-B testing.
From the Bronx down to Coney Island.
We have to rent out a...
I think that's against the rules.
You have to rent a party bus for us with the Heritage Radio money.
Can we go to Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Remember when the weather was warm and you said you were going to walk the whole way?
Hey, Dave, we know you can't buy us a car. You don't even have electricity in the engineering booth.
That's true, man. Sell some pigs, dude.
Yeah, sell some more pigs,
you
brother.
We got to get Joe in here.
I'll get a car to go for the day rate. We'll drive it from the Bronx down to Coney Island. You and Max can get in the way back.
Yeah, the way back.
Yeah, Max has got to be in the
machine.
Way back.
Yeah.
Dude, so I will drive us to the Bronx. We will live broadcast this, and we will eat a bunch of hot dogs and heritage pork.
Yes.
Because we're selling that.
Yeah,
because
we're going
to straight
them.
To Coney Island.
Brother.
We'll do the whole thing,
brother.
All right, it's on now.
The game
is
afoot.
The Warriors walk lives.
The game is afoot.
The Warriors drive lives.
Yeah, it's going to be a drive.
We're going to do it for charity. We're going to
Outback with your name on it.
We're going to get pledges for every mile we drive.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to give gifts.
Starting at $5 a mile.
You can get a tote bag or a t-shirt.
Half a pack of smokes.
We're going to give away half packs of smokes with some refi fries.
We're going to have fresh heritage pork.
That's I'm gonna
right.
be I'm gonna be selling
trunk.
Some
you gotta kill them to eat
out
them.
Of trunk style.
We're gonna be giving away some Heritage Radio Network branded recycled denim jock straps.
Those fit nice.
Let's end the show with the 2017 We Didn't Start the Fire cover I found. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, there was a lot to choose from.
Hmm.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. It's been a hell of a year. Can't wait to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But while you're home for the holidays, why
nice
don't you
pass another turn around the sun with you guys?
Yeah. It's good to have Pete back on the show. It's been too long.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
There's only one more year left, so enjoy it while you can. And when you're sitting around the fireplace with your loved ones this holiday season, give them the gift of Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
Right. You can easily sign someone up for a subscription through the podcast app.
That's absolutely. All right, let's get out of here. Dave,
you know what I would do for Christmas? Send a card with the Roberta's Radio website on it to all your loved ones.